Alrighty. So, Rihanna, a lot has happened since the last time we talked. I think the last interview we did was by phone, but the last time we did an in-person one was at Texas Motor Speedway, what seemed like 25,000 years ago at Tech, in the fall race there. But you joined Chip Ganassi Racing, and now you're pitting in the Truck Series, as we mentioned briefly before the interview, and you're going to do some various Cup and Xfinity team assignments as well. How's it been like to be working with Ganassi in terms of the culture and the opportunities that you've had so far?
It's probably been like one of the like best experiences so far in my NASCAR career. Just because sometimes it takes like taking yourself out of your comfort zone to continue to grow and get better. And that's exactly what that did. And I surrounded myself with different people who had different ideas. And I've been able to learn like so much and just grow as a tire changer. So just and yeah, the culture that they have over there is like it's kind of like family over everything. So at the end of the day, like everybody wants each other's best interests, like has each other's best interests in mind. And it's been good. I've just been able to learn so much.
I imagine so. And I just like the fact that you're with an organization that has been so successful in motorsports for so long. Kind of a side note with that, did you ever imagine the day that technically you would be teammates with Jimmie Johnson and Kurt Busch and Ross Chastain and all these other folks who have been in the motorsports game for so long?
Yeah, no, I mean, never. And that's something that I don't even like think about or realize until it is brought to my attention.
Now, that's what makes you such a remarkable story is how humble you are, no matter the circumstances or opportunities that are presented to you. But it's well learned, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens beyond this season with the fact that you're with the Ganassi organization. And kind of talking along a little bit of those lines, obviously fans are back in the grandstands, not to full capacity yet, but since last year, I know you were at the track when they just had competitors only. But what's the atmosphere and vibe been like having those fans back in the grandstands and the news that potentially hot passes may come back and hopefully get some folks back in that infield area?
Yeah, it's been exciting to look out and see people because I mean last year that became the normal, nobody being out there. So being able to see that is definitely refreshing. I would say yesterday at our truck race there was quite a bit of fans out there. So it's been good to see and that like the love and interest for NASCAR isn't going anywhere. And of course like having maybe like the potential to have some sponsors and just like non-competitors out there just kind of like brings everything back to the idea that we're getting back to normal, I guess, as you could say it. It's been a crazy year, so it's good to see us slowly getting back to what we know.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's been a different time, to say the least. It's funny when you ask us, if we ask this question, I asked this question to you last year, it would be kind of hypothetical. But now that we've been through the pandemic for a year, the thought of life before this seems kind of like, oh man, we would be so happy just to have a boring race. But if your friends and family could be there, I'm sure that would be a lot of fun to have them back. Because I'm sure now that, being an aunt of two little boys that are into racing cars and all, I'm sure you would love to have them back at the track.
Oh, absolutely. I'm waiting for the day that I get to share it all and show all my friends and family around again.
Because I know that Texas Motor Speedway, that's your home race, and it's always a big deal for them to reunite with you and get to catch up with you before, qualifying in the race happens. And like I said, you've got that you got Everett and your little baby nephew who just came into the world, and
Yeah.
I know that was a really big highlight for you. With Everett getting a little older, kind of talking as uncle to aunt kind of talk
Yeah.
here, what's it like to share his your experiences with him about what you do in NASCAR?
Oh, it's so fun. I love to show him all the race cars, and he likes to ask about the race cars if I do get a chance to like FaceTime him at the track. I don't even, he doesn't even see me. We just look at race cars, but I think getting to share that experience in person will just be so much better, and I'm really excited for that.
Oh, me too. I mean, I can't wait to take my nephew. He's not so little anymore, but he's been wanting to go to a race for so long. So I can't wait for that to happen, because I'm sure he's going to have like that wide-eyed experience that you and I can attest to. I mean, we're not fans per se, but I know when we first made that trip into the racetrack, when you did it, 4 or 5 years ago, I'm sure it was a world-changing experience for you.
Definitely it was.
Now, as this is your fifth year, as I mentioned, as a tire changer in NASCAR, I know you've done like a lot of different assignments. You've been in ARCA, you've been in all the major three series in NASCAR. But what's been some of the most memorable experiences for you in terms of pitting across those three series and in ARCA? Funny, good, or serious stuff?
I think, of course, some of the ones that like stick in my mind the most are probably like the chances that we've had on my teams to like run up front and compete for wins. That always is just like, I know at the end of the day you have to do your job no matter where your car is running, but when you're up front and running for a win, like, you are like so into it and you're so excited, and that's like when your competitor spirit like comes out and you're like, whoo, you're just really fired up. I think you know, sometimes we have, when we had Grant and Finger running for us in Vegas, that was just like such an exciting race that you just like zoned in and glued into like the whole entire race. And then of course, just like back to when we had fans, always an experience of mine will be getting to talk to the fans and like having them be excited to see me out there, and just having the support of like a total stranger cheering me on and just being excited to see me out there. I don't know. All of it. I don't know. I can never say that enough, that every day I wake up, I'm like, I am like a tire changer. Like, that's what I do for a living. And it's still so surreal to me and so really cool. So just the whole experience has been crazy.
It's like an Alice in Wonderland experience for you. Because yeah. I mean, you've been an athlete for as long as you've been basically, you know, in school, you know, being in the softball diamond and now in the motorsports arena. Like you mentioned how when Grant was running for the top five at Vegas last month, or a couple of months ago now at this point, that was, I imagine, like, it went from just doing those pit stops and thinking, all right, I just got to nail and execute these stops, to, hey, you know, if we get him in position, we might even challenge for the win, which I have to imagine that's a pretty cool feeling, almost to like when you were playing in Alcorn State.
Yeah, definitely. It's always you. Just being a competitor, you just feel good and you get excited, and it's just a fun thing to be a part of.
I can imagine that. And there's no greater feeling when, you know, your hard work and efforts are not just for personal gain, but when the whole the team around you is also in on it and doing a great job with that. So hopefully more races with that situation coming up as the year goes on. And, you know, one of the other victories that we've been seeing in NASCAR, not just in terms of results, is the fact that I feel like they've been making more strides towards a more inclusive environment for everybody. So, you know, being a female tire changer and also just kind of being kind of a sort of new eye still to racing, how do you feel about these recent changes with NASCAR being more embracing with equality and diversity?
Yeah, I think that, so I got involved in NASCAR in like 2016, and it's kind of when NASCAR, you know, you looked at it and you're like, that's the stereotypical like white male sport, you know? And then I think last year, obviously, like, it was a really rough year for everybody in terms of like political things, the pandemic, just all kinds of things. And I just said it last year, like at that point last year when NASCAR opened up the doors and like, let everybody know, like, this is what we're going to stand for. This is what we're going to do. Like, this is the path we're taking. I had never been more proud to be a part of NASCAR, because I do believe it's for everybody and it can be for everybody. And for NASCAR to see that and know that and then make a conscious effort to open it up to everybody, it's just something I'm just like so proud to be a part of.
I can attest to that for sure as well. You know, being one of the few people of color who cover the sport, it's just exciting to see them, you know, still being a cool sport per se, but also being more in touch with the times and kind of saying, all right, we've got to, you know, embrace everybody else out there who wants to be a part of this thing, no matter what gender they are, what they believe in. You know, this is for everybody who wants to be a part of this. So it's well overdue, to say the least. And I'm really excited to see that moving forward. Now, most of us, and I won't ever get to do this because my coordination skills are so horrible, but, you know, what's it like to go over the wall and change those 5 lug nuts in a frantic pace as you do, which I imagine what are 13 to 16 seconds per pit stop?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I guess in a race, like 12 to 13 would be ideal, but I don't know. It's just, you kind of, after like all this preparation, when you go over the wall, you're not thinking, you're reacting. And then it's not until after the fact that you get to like process what just happened. But it's definitely like something that I don't even know if you could describe it. It's just like, it's just fun. I can't seem to go out and compete and have that pressure put on you to go perform in a few seconds and do well. And it's just, it's fun. It's fun. It's hard work. And it's rewarding. At the end of a good pit stop, it's rewarding.
It sounds like it's like bullet timing, if I were to make it relatable for folks who've seen The Matrix or any of those sci-fi movies. I just can't imagine the rhythm that's needed to do all of that. But I think when I have to follow up with that, you know, when, obviously we've seen races where you guys have gone back to the track and pit road wall and pit road itself is probably a little bit slicker than the racing track surface. You know, going beyond, adding on to that, what is it like when you have to climb over the wall and that top of that wall is not exactly as dry as it should be?
It's not exactly what?
Not as dry as it should be. Like when it's like, say the track's drying, but you know, it's a little bit.
Yeah. Closer. I definitely do all I can to get it as dry as I can. Obviously it would never be ideal to hop off the wall, a soaking wet wall with soaking wet shoes, because I'm not trying to get ran over. So it's just in situations like that, you get as dry as you can, and then you have to be mindful of the situation and mindful that things are slipperier, so you can't go 100%. You might have to back it down to 90%, 80%, which in turn will keep things smooth, because if you go 100% and you slip and fall, you know, that just slows everything down. So you just always have to be mindful of the situation and read the situation and just do what you need to do to adjust to it.
That's true. Sometimes you have to go a little bit slower to go a little bit faster out there. So not always the most ideal situation, but I've always wondered about that because last week at Martinsville, when they had the race kind of restarted on Sunday, I was like, I know you weren't there, but I was like, man, you know, I can't imagine being a tire changer going over the walls with those first few pit stops. And I'm like, I better not slip and fall on my face.
I did do that Xfinity race actually. And that was, you're just on the wall, like dabbing it with towels. Like you don't want to like wipe it all around. You just like soak it up.
Well, at least as long as you're not accident prone, like somebody I know me, then I think you're going to be just fine from that situation. You know, racing is it's a pretty intense sport, you know, with no secret, with all the weekends you do, even in the truck series, it's like 26 races a year. How do you balance the demands of racing with your life so you're not burned out, but you're also not too hyped up or like, I did a great job in this race, and you're not like even keeled?
Just to make it through a whole season, a whole NASCAR season as a tire changer, you have to maintain and take care of your body through the week. So I like make sure every night I get my 8+ hours of sleep and I make sure I'm working out and keeping my body healthy and in shape, because that also helps prevent injury and it helps you prolong your season and your life in NASCAR. And as well as just fueling my body. I just think to get through all weekends of NASCAR, it's just a matter of maintenance and taking care of your body. So I try to do the best I can.
Yeah, I mean, the wear and tear of just a long season, I'm sure you have to keep as nimble as possible. And if there's a little bit of pain, you have to manage through it, you know. So I imagine you have some certain workouts that you do. And for those who are kind of curious about the routine that you do before a race, what are some of your pre-race exercises?
Oh, before the race, I actually try to, especially like on hot days, I try to get all my stuff done and go find some shade and just be cool for the time being. Cause you know, we get there like a few hours before the race and we're setting up and gluing up tires. And then I just kind of like just chill out until race time. And then when it's race time is when I'll just kind of stretch everything and get ready to go. It's hard to like warm up because I mean, you have to, you do a pit stop, but then you're waiting for however long until the next one. So I just try to stay loose and limber the whole race.
You got to be loose, or I think was it, you have to have a little bit of oversteer, because if you're a little too tight, I imagine it's not going to be exactly a great situation.
Right. Yep.
Now, in terms of pit roads, I know that you've talked about this with me off the record, but there's got to be some pit roads that are a little bit more trickier or more challenging than others, because as we all know, racetracks are not all built the same way. But what of all the tracks you've been to so far, at least in the top three NASCAR series, which one still presents the most challenge to you?
I would just say Indy, just because it's just long and skinny, right? It's not necessarily designed for NASCAR like stock cars to be pitting in. Pit road is just long. The stalls are long. Pit road is thin. I would definitely say Indy just is the one that sticks at the top of my mind. I'm sure there's others, but even just the thought of walking all the way down pit road at Indy, I'm exhausted thinking about it.
You're just like, seriously, can we just make pit road a little bit shorter? Or
yeah. You
know, I mean, I'm sure going through gasoline alley, if you know what the history of there, it's still a cool feeling. But just once you're in the race, you're like, seriously, come on.
Yeah.
Now, with all the accolades you've earned in racing, because of your amazing journey, you know, you've gotten a lot of attention and publicity over the years. You know, obviously you were on Good Morning America getting to do a little pit stop challenge against Michael Strahan with Brianna Daniels, which I thought was a really cool thing to see a couple years ago. But what's perhaps the most unique opportunity that's happened to you as a result of being this tire changer whose story is still going on?
Ooh, that's a good one. I know the other day I went home. Oh my. All right. Are we there? Sorry.
It's all good.
Okay. Easter weekend, I went home and I was able to like drop the hockey puck at our hometown's hockey game. And just like stuff like that is like things you don't ever think of, I guess. That was pretty cool. That was unexpected. And I had a lot of fun doing that. I don't know, aside from like just getting to meet and interact with really cool people in this sport. Gosh, I don't even know. That's a good one.
I mean, there's a lot more I'm sure that will happen as you keep on progressing with your career.
Yeah.
Of course, aside from us at the podium finish, you know, that, I mean, going home and getting to drop the puck. I mean, I can't imagine how exciting that is. Being a hockey fan myself, when I saw that you got to do that, that had to be like, whoa, like, seriously, this is happening to me, like a really humbling experience.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, it's just kind of like, yeah, it's really cool. But yeah, I was like walking like so slow because they were like, it's carpet, but it's still slippery, so be careful. So I'm like walking like, oh my gosh, like talk about humbling is trying to make sure you don't make yourself like silly out there. But it was a lot of fun. And I didn't fall, so.
I was going to say, I'm glad you didn't end up on an ESPN SportsCenter not top 10 list because of that.
Me too.
It would have been an understandable situation because, hey, I mean, you're not wearing skates. You're walking on like this really thin carpet to do all of that. So I wouldn't have laughed, but hey, it happened. I'm sure if I was in that position, maybe that would happen to me in that situation. My last question for you to wrap things up. Now, I know we've talked a little bit about this, and I know in this situation, it only applies to the Cup Series. Well, obviously, you're going to be seeing a new car come up with a next-gen car, and there's been a little bit of talks about how the tires are going to change, and there's only going to be one lug nut per wheel. I know now that you're at Ganassi, have y'all been kind of practicing for that situation in terms of actual pit stop practices, or just kind of discussing how that would be going about?
We have kind of, we've kind of tinkered in a little bit. It's kind of hard because you want to focus on this season and you want to do well this season. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to like just fully like jump in the deep end with the one leg, but we have played with it. We've and also they don't know the exact like configuration of how the wheel is going to be and how everything's going to be set up. So you can't like fully plan for it anyway, but we have played with like a single lug hub in the gun and like worked on, you know, taking the lug nut on, putting it up, taking it off, putting it on, taking the wheel off, the carriers, hanging it. So we've got to mess around with it a little bit and get like a little idea and see what it's about. So it was interesting and it'll be interesting when we make the switch.
I can imagine, because I mean, it's not just your role that's going to be changing. I mean, the gas person's going to change too. They're not going to have that little huge jug they're going to carry. It's going to be, I think, a hose, kind of like they do in IMSA series racing. So, I mean, everyone's life is going to change pretty soon.
Definitely.
Now, before we've wrapped up this interview for the podium finish, but I do have a little bit of a favor to ask, even though it's a little bit late. So my nephew, you know, he turned 5 years old and I was like, I'm sorry, man, we haven't gone to a race, but I was like, I've always wanted him to meet you. So I know he just turned 5. If you could say a little happy birthday greeting to him, I'm sure you'll be like, whoa, this is so cool.
Yeah, duh. Francisco, right?
Yeah.
Happy 5th birthday, Francisco. I hope to see you at a race soon.
Aw, I'm sure he's going to appreciate Auntie Brianna doing that for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to send that over to him and he'll just be so excited. Aww. And listen, I can't wait to show this to him. And I really do appreciate you, Kat, letting me catch up with you. I know it's the morning. It's always rough after the day after a race. And I literally just got up an hour ago. And I was like, I gotta like fix my hair and look all presentable, even though you're not going to be in the same room technically with me. So I was like, I still gotta put some cologne on and gotta get my
I've been unpacking all morning and it was like 10:30 and I was like, crap, I gotta like clear some space or something. Yeah.
No, you're fine. You're always fine. You could have been on like a hoodie and stuff, and I wouldn't have cared. I'd be okay with that. But hopefully we get to do this in person again.
I know.
I really miss being at the racetrack. I'm glad you've been obviously back since last May, but it is, it's definitely been weird just to be at home and not getting to do what I normally do. So
yeah,
fingers crossed things change, but I think I'm really happy with how this went for the video and audio version of this interview. So I'm going to put myself out there and see how it goes, but it's always a pleasure to catch up with you and hope to do this again soon. Get some rest today. I know you've got a busy time coming up. I know you don't have the truck race until what, Kansas or Dover or Darlington?
Yeah, so next week's Talladega Xfinity and Cup, which hopefully I'll be there. And then I think Kansas the next weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm just taking it one weekend at a time. I'm not like looking ahead and going, I can't wait for this. I'm like, oh, what's next weekend? Oh, Talladega, that's right. Oh yeah, because you normally would do the college stuff, so that'd be cool if you get to be there.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, I hope to see your name in the roster, because then I'll be like, oh, well, there's more things to look forward to with Talladega. But it's gonna be awesome to do get to do this, and I'll definitely let you know when this is posted on the Podium Finish. I'm gonna do basically an audio and video and print format, because why not? I'm trying to get my name and brand back out there since I quit pole position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We'll do it for sure. Well, you have an awesome rest of your day. It's still my weekend until Wednesday. So I'm going to be chilling. Yeah, I'm getting my COVID shot tomorrow. So I'm going to probably feel pretty under the weather, but it's all good.
Yep. It'll be worth it.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, you take it easy, my friend. I'll be texting you in a bit. Have a wonderful Sunday.
You too.
I'll see you around.
See ya.
See ya.